Your mother's death was an accident, Philip. You should just leave it at that.
I can't. We both know there was more to it than that.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Look, I need to know, Marta, please. If there's anything you know, you must tell me.
I made a promise to your mother never to tell anyone what happened.
You were there, weren't you? You saw the whole thing.
It was an accident, Philip. You have to understand that. Your father was out of his mind.
He needed a fix, didn't he? And Mum was withholding the morphine.
You were there too?
I was in bed, asleep.
No, you weren't. You were on the balcony. You were trying to calm down your father, but he was beyond listening. He went to strike you and your mother stepped in the way.
God. You mean she saved my life?
I suppose she did. A few days later, you were sent off to live with your auntie. I never expected to see you again. I'm sorry, boy.
What's taking so long?
It's not something I can control. Mission accomplished.
Oh, it's about time. Now gather up all this stuff.
Right. Well, I'm glad to have been of service. Now don't feel you need to give me a lift home. I can find my own way from here.
Not so fast.
Surely you don't require my services for anything else.
Well, that's hard to say. You're the one who installed this internal security system.
Oh, it's very basic.
Oh, then you won't mind leading the way.
It's just I was expecting guests for dinner.
Just who do you think you're dealing with here? Move!
Okay, fine. You don't need the gun.
Inside, now!
Oh, bro, too much. We're trying to save the whale, Philip, not kill it.
Sorry, I guess I got carried away. Look, I think I better take a break, Mike. You'll have to make do without me for a while.
What's the matter with him?
I think he might have just had a talk with Martha.
Oh, bloody hell. What did that old bugger just say to him?
Nothing you know anything about, thank you.
Well, tell him he has good stuff, but what are pyros? Are they like mangoes?
The sheep's balls.
Oh, bollocks.
That's what I said.
Mike, watch your mouth. There's ladies present.
Well, there's at least one, Edith. I'll give you that.
That to you, mate.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Here's Frank. Sure took his time.
Pairoa. Pairoa is a small town southeast of Auckland where they make L&P, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike. I hope you haven't spiked this with any sleeping pills, Edith.
No. Why would I do that?
No reason.
Anyone for a beer? Only $3.
Edith brought over some L&P. We're all knocking that back.
Never no kill.
Philip, it's your phone. Here.
Philip Buchanan. Hi, Fred. Oh, yeah? And what's the verdict? Really? Well, how can you tell? Yeah. Red and blue, huh? Okay. Yeah, thanks, Fred. I appreciate your help. Dad, can I have a word with you?
Oh, I'd rather you had a beer.
Yeah? Well, you might want to raise the price.
What are you on about?
You know that American cash you gave me? Well, it's counterfeit.
What the hell are you on?
Check the red and blue lines on the notes. Are they fibres woven into the paper, or are they just printed onto it? Fred said it's the highest quality counterfeiting he's seen. Took him a while to analyse it.
You're a bloody liar!
Yeah, well, if I am, it's something I inherited from you.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.